Are you a fan of amusement parks?
Yeah.
And like Six Flags, Darien Lake?
Not my favorite one, but I do like amusement parks, yeah.
Well, on this day in 1961, the very first Six Flags amusement park opened.
Really?
Yeah, it was called Six Flags Over Texas in Arlington.
Okay.
So following a visit to Disneyland in Anaheim, California, shortly after its opening, a wealthy real estate developer named Angus G. Wynn.
And you're saying
Angus G. Wynn Jr.
You're saying Angus G. Wynn Jr. was from Texas.
And a wealthy real estate developer.
It does sound like that's where he would come from, doesn't it?
It fits. So he decided that his home state of Texas should have a local park for entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Good
planning for such a place began in 1959 under the leadership of Wynn, along with the backing of various New York City investors. Construction on the park began in August 1960. The name Six Flags originally referred to the flags of the six different nations that have governed Texas.
Oh, okay.
And those are Spain, France, Mexico, the Republic of Texas, the United States, and the Confederate States of America.
Okay.
During its first year, admission was $2.75,
hey.
And that's about $25 in today's money.
Okay, that's a decent price.
That's actually still pretty good.
Yeah.
And it was $2.25 for children. Parking was just 50 cents, and hamburgers were 35 cents, while soft drinks were just 10 cents.
Oh, take me back.
Yeah. On opening day, guests could visit the six original themed sections, and in the park's first season, which lasted only 45 days and ended November 25th, 1961, there were over 550,000 visitors in that short amount of time.
What is their theme park season in Texas? Because it gets hot.
Right. I don't know.
In the middle of summer.
Or is it probably open year round, I would think.
Yeah, probably got a killer water park, right?
Right. So the park was the first to feature a log flume.
Oh, yeah.
And a mine train ride.
Oh, okay.
And later, the first 360-degree looping roller coaster, a modern parachute drop, and man-made river rapids ride.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
The park also pioneered the concept of all-inclusive admission pricing. Until then, separate entrance fees and individual ride tickets were the standard.
Oh, more like a carnival.
Right.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
They pioneered that, eh?
Yeah. So Angus Wynn sold Six Flags in 1969. In the coming years, the company expanded and was resold. Today, with properties in Canada, Mexico, and the U.S., Six Flags owns the most theme parks and water parks combined for an amusement park company and has the seventh highest attendance in the world.
Wow.
The company operates 27 properties throughout North America, including theme parks, amusement parks, water parks, and a family entertainment center.
Wow.
In 2019, Six Flags properties hosted 32.8 million guests.
Jeez, that's a lot of people.
In 2004, although DC Comics and Looney Tunes, as well as Scooby-Doo, still had major presence at the parks, Six Flags began a new series of commercials for the parks. I'm sure you'll remember these well. The commercials introduced a new mascot named Mr. Six, although I did not know that he had a name, his name was Mr. Six.
Yeah.
A seemingly feeble old man in a tuxedo and red bow tie. In many of the commercials, Mr. Six would slowly exit a multicolored bus only to start frenetically dancing to the Venga Boys, We Like to Party.
Yeah,
remember those? Yeah, you didn't like those.
I don't like those ads.
Yeah.
No.
The commercials were an immediate hit, and Mr. Six almost instantly became the de facto mascot, and his presence was felt for years after the character was retired.
Okay.
Now, Six Flags did not disclose the identity of the actor who played Mr. Six for some time, but eventually it became known that Mr. Six was played by a choreographer named Danny Teason. Now, I thought that it was really an old man. I don't know why I thought that, but I really thought it was an old man.
Yeah, he just was very
but
nimble.
It turns out that the actor who played him was 29 years old when the character was introduced. So
yeah, just a bit of killer disguise.
Great makeup artists. I really thought he was old.
An old man, a tuxedo,
and the Venga
and
Boys
dancing have to do with a theme park? Roller coasters, summertime.
I don't know
either.
But I definitely remember those commercials, so they were effective.
I do too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it.
That's it.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with Six Flags Over Texas?
Yeah, Six Flags.
Six Flags.
Yeah, so we're going to play Amusement Parks USA by the Beach Boys.
This is going to sound very different than all the other Beach Boys songs. Is that right? Not at all.
Not really.
Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's the Beach Boys. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song? So it was called Summer Days?
Amusement Parks USA.
There you go.
Because we were talking about Six Flags.
Oh, yeah,
because the very first Six Flags amusement park opened on this day in 1961.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, the name Six Flags originally referred to the flags of the six different nations that have governed Texas.
It was the first park with a log flume ride.
And Six Flags owns the most theme parks and water parks combined for any amusement park company.
Oh, it is. Now, is Darien Lake still Six Flags theme park?
I believe so. Yeah,
okay. They weren't.
I think they are.
They were. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good. When was the last time you were at Darien Lake? It's been forever for me.
It's been a while. Yeah, years. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, parking is like, what's parking at down there? It's a fortune.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That's why Seabreeze is so much better. Seabreeze is so much closer, free parking. And I like the size of the park. It's not too big. It's just right, absolutely right.
I agree.
Yeah. But thank you for doing Six Flags today on the Wiki Corner. Folks, want to learn more about Six Flags here. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. Yes. On the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Of course. Of course. It is. Sarah, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Back tomorrow with a fresh episode.
Absolutely.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much. We'll check traffic coming up here in just a few seconds with Melanie Sands. At Ozark Mountain Daredevil's on the way. We'll do some Bon Jovi, and we'll get your requests on for the legendary drive at 5 as well. If your roof is coming to the end of its life, and you don't necessarily, because the price of everything is going up, you don't necessarily have it in the budget to replace the roof, how about for a fraction of the cost, you could extend the life of your roof by 5 years with a product called Roof Max. Take a listen to this.